For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover an opinion on the state of equity in intro-level classes, alleged crimes of a prominent Princeton alumni, a $150 million scholarship bequest at Dartmouth, and the extradition of Julian Assange. It's Thursday, March 28th. Princeton students come from a wide range of backgrounds and experiences, which helps shape the student that they will become. But not everyone's experience provides them with the same preparation for classes. We spoke with Yushra Guffer to hear her view on equity in Princeton's intro-level classes.
I'm Yushra Guffer. I'm a contributing columnist for the opinion section at The Prince.
Could you briefly go over why you think that Princeton's intro-level classes are inequitable?
Since Princeton accepts a wide range of students from all different academic backgrounds and academic preparation, I believe that the rigor and intensity of these intro classes are not necessarily accessible for all these different students of different backgrounds.
Could you briefly go over what you think Princeton can do to make classes more equitable?
Although Princeton has a lot of programs already, such as the McGraw Center that offers tutoring for these courses, as well as the CIFP program through the Emma Bloomberg Center for Access and Opportunity also has some things that help in these intro classes. However, I think some of the conflict or some of the inequability comes from the curves that are maintained in these classes, because they change every semester depending on how well students do in the course that particular semester. I think having like either a predetermined curve or making sure that the curve isn't helping some students way more and like hindering some students. Another solution I think might be more feasible, because this has been offered at other universities, is allowing like these prerequisite courses or intro courses to be taken on a PDF basis, so students don't necessarily have to worry as much about it.
Content warning. The following segment contains mention of child sex abuse. In local news, Princeton alum Roy D. Farmer, class of 93, was arrested in Princeton last Friday following a search of his home, according to Mercer County Prosecutor's Office spokesperson Casey de Blasio. Farmer was taken into custody without incident and is charged with one count of third-degree possession of child sexual abuse material. Farmer has been active in the Princeton community, serving as a board member on the Princeton Internships in Civic Service, or PICS program, president of the Princeton University Glee Club Foundation, and has held other leadership positions within alumni organizations. The prosecutor's office filed a petition to detain Farmer pending trial. His detention trial was originally scheduled for March 27th, but has been delayed a week. In national news, Dartmouth announced on Monday its largest ever scholarship bequest, totaling at least $150 million. The bequest was made by Glenn Britt, a 1971 graduate from Dartmouth and former CEO of Time Warner Cable, and his wife Barbara. The university plans to use the bequest to raise its income threshold for zero parent contribution from an annual income of $65,000 to $125,000. It will maintain a student contribution of no more than $5,000 per year. In comparison, Princeton's financial aid places a cap at zero parent contribution at $100,000, but requires no student contribution with aid. Dartmouth's new policy will be enacted next year. It will apply to all current and incoming eligible students and is expected to benefit approximately 350 families. In international news, the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the US has been delayed by UK courts. Assange, an Australian whose platform published leaked files and classified documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, is facing espionage charges in the US. A two-page panel in the UK has delayed the extradition until the US government can assure that Assange would get a fair trial and would not receive the death penalty if convicted. If the court does not receive assurance, Assange will be allowed to go through with a final appeal of his extradition. The US government has been given 3 weeks to provide these assurances. Today, you can expect rain, with a high of 51 and a low of 37 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Charlotte Young and me, sound engineered by Layla Siskin, and produced from the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horn, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. Have a wonderful day.